just begin by giving us your name and where you live, and then we'll start in.
Okay, my name is Ralph Foreman, and I live at 49711 West 7 Mile Road. I've lived at that address since 1955. Prior to that, I lived at 5050 West 7 Mile Road, which was my parents' property in another house. The background of the farm is that my grandfather, who was Fred Foreman, came from England and purchased property in the Northville Township area in 1905, as I understand. It was about 92 acres on 7 Mile Road, west of Northville, at this 50050 address. And then he owned another 40 acres in Salem Township. The orchards was set in 1932 and 33.
What do you mean by set? You mean set out?
Planted.
Young trees were planted.
Yeah, young trees were
apple
planted.
Apple orchards, right?
There was apples and peaches planted at this time. We grew a lot of peaches back in those days because of the time it took for apples to develop. The peaches grew much faster, so they set peaches in between the rows of apples solid. So we had a crop coming in before the apples, because the peaches is usually ready. You could get quite a few peaches in 3 years on peach trees. This went on for, well, until about 1972, my father and I ran the orchards together, and then my father more or less retired somewhat at that time, and at that particular time I added cider press and a donut machine and went more into retail sales by modernizing some of the buildings that was existing. And that seemed to be a very good idea, because it worked out very good as far as increased sales.
You still have your cider mill here?
Yeah, we still make our own cider and donuts. And the farm is considerably smaller now. Particular time it's down to about less than 40 acres that's left of the original 92, because some of it had been sold off. We also had some orchards released over in Salem Township at one time, another 40 acres. So we had in total production of probably about 120 acres of orchards that was bearing apples and peaches. So it was quite a lot of work. And
approximately how many trees do you think you have now, or do you know exactly?
trees, on the standard trees, was 40, approximately 40 trees to an acre, but now the dwarf trees are being planted now, and they're planted much closer, so you're probably planting in probably 120 to 150 trees per acre. So it's a little bit difficult because it's give a direct amount because of the fact that I still have some old trees and some young trees, dwarf trees.
You've still been planting trees, have you, right on up until now?
Well, I sort of quit planting trees about 8 years ago. Because it got to be a costly, it's kind of a costly thing, and as I get older, I just was kind of figuring on retirement someday, and it takes a good while to get even an apple tree, a dwarf apple tree, it takes it at least up to 10 years before you're realizing much production off that type of tree.
Now, were you the only one in your family? You said you and your father ran the orchard. Did you have brothers or
sisters? I had a brother and a sister, but my brother never involved too much in the orchards because he went to work for Chrysler Proving Grounds, and he was quite young, like in his 20s, some 25, 6 years old, so he hadn't been in the orchard business too long.
So it came from your grandfather to your father and to you. Do you have, and I noticed from your bio, you have no children.
No, I have children. I have, just from my first marriage, I had four children, two boys and two girls.
Uh-huh.
At the present now, I have two girls and one boy, and the one boy is not interested in the farm, so I really don't have anyone that could take over the operation as such.
Now, you were born right on the family farm west of here, right? The original address you
yeah.
gave me.
Yeah, so I was born at the house here on 5050 property at my mother's father's house, in the house. I wasn't even delivered at the hospital back then. They delivered babies at the house. It was necessary. And it was at that time. Dr. Acheson, who's been around a long time, was both him and his father, knew the family quite well. And I suspect it was probably his father, the older Acheson, that delivered.
And in your growing up years, now you grew up out here in the township, but the town of Northville itself, where did you go to school, for instance?
Well, back in those days, they used to have country schools, and we had a country school that was just about less than a half a mile east of our property going in towards Northville, and it was called DK School.
DK?
DK.
The initials? D and K?
I think it was D-E-K-A-Y.
Oh, D-E-K-A-Y.
Yeah,
was it on 7 Mile Road?
It was on 7 Mile Road, and it was on the south side of the road. And it was right across, at that time, they had the Mayberry Sanitarium entrance.
Yeah, I know.
It was on 7 Mile Road, and it was on the north side. It was almost directly across from it.
On the sounds kind of...
Yes, the school burned down. I don't recall what year it burned, but it burned 1 year. And that school, they would go from first grade up through the eighth grade.
Was it a one-room school?
One-room school. And they also had another small school, which is, they turned into a house, and that was the Bear School. And that was over at Napier and 6 Mile on the corner. That was another school. And I recall we used to run or go from school to school, kind of playing baseball games with the other schools to see who was the best in baseball.
Now this DK school that you spoke of, let's go back to that a moment. You said it burned down. Was that while you were still attending there? You were.
No, this was after. This was after, and I think the school had been. I think the school had been abandoned. I think they just finally discontinued using it, and that was when they started going, taking and busing everyone into Northville. Mm-hmm. But I did go up to the 8th grade.
Mm-hmm. You went to the 8th grade and to a one-room school then.
Right. And so I was pretty much of a, although I was very close to Northville, only 3.5 miles, I was still pretty much of a farm boy. Because I never got into town. Maybe once a week on a Saturday or go to the matinee. Saturday matinee was a big thing. And my dad would go downtown, take us kids downtown on Saturday night or something like that. And that was a big thing. And that was about the extent of my knowledge of Northville was growing up until I got into the high school, and that's when I went into the 9th grade. And I went to the 10th grade, and then I was just about ready to turn 18, so the Navy sent me a letter and said I had to enlist at that time. I'd be drafted if I didn't enlist, so I enlisted before I was 18, or I would have went in the Army rather than the Navy. Mm-hmm. I enlisted in the Navy in preference to the Army.
That was...
That was back in the 45, mm-hmm. 1945, just about the time of war, almost ended.
Then did you ever finish school, or did you get your degree under GED, or what?
Well, when I came back, of course, I was quite a valuable man as far as the farm is concerned in the orchard, and because of the size and the need for someone that was knowledgeable of what to do in the orchard, my dad just put me right back to work instead of me going just back to school, which I should have done, but I never did. I just chose to stay on the farm, which I kind of regretted in some ways because I never got a diploma. But my father was quite a smart man, and he was, at least he educated me in ways of running an orchard.
And running the business.
The business. So I think that was probably as beneficial as if I went to school.
Tell me about Northville then. You said you got into town once a week on Saturdays to the matinee.
Mm-hmm.
Now, was that the same place where the theater is now?
Yeah, well, that was the old theater. And then back in those days, they always showed serials along with the movies. Like, I think The Lone Ranger was a big one. And, I think they were mostly cowboys, and I can't recall now. It might have been a Superman or a Spider-Man or something like that going on along the way, but they're pretty much thrillers because they always bring the kids back the next matinee, Saturday, because they'd always end up at a very perilous part where someone was going to get hurt or shot or something. And of course, it was a lot of booing and hissing for the villains, hissing for the villains, and clapping for the heroes. So it was.
What else can you remember about Northville back then?
Well, I think probably in my, about because of the various times that I'd get into town as a teenager growing up, there was a couple of favorite spots that everyone would hang out, and there basically was, one was a pool room and bowling alley.
What was that?
It was on Main Street, and it was on the north side, and it was down west of the Northville Record office, which is now a parking lot. There used to be a Rathburn Chevrolet in there, and then there's this bowling alley next to it. Rathburn Chevrolet had a garage and sold cars, and Kenny Rathburn. That goes back quite a few years.
About where the gas station, the Phil's?
It would be between Phil's and the next building there, the office, the insurance office is right in there. It was a pretty good sized building.
There's a pool room there and a bowling alley.
They had a pool room and a bowling alley, and it was next to Rathburn Chevrolet Garage, which sold new cars and also worked on cars. Of course, the showroom was very small.
Do you happen to remember, by any chance, remember what the name of the bowling alley was?
No, I don't. That slips my mind. There was an old fellow by the name of Batch, B-A-C-H, I think, that owned it. But I don't recall now whether it was just called the Northville Bowling or what it was called. It could have been anything. And then there was another one up on the main street, and that was just a little pool room. It was back when you're 16, 17 years old, you know, and you're young. There's much place to go, so all the fellas would hang out at the pool rooms. And there was one, it was right up next near Giannetti's, up in there. There was one on that side. And then the other kind of favorite hangout was Agnes's place, which she had the little old mill restaurant, which is where McKinnis is now. And that was a favorite little hangout.
Was it sort of like a diner or like a fast food place?
It was
a regular
very inexpensive food, quite a bit large place, lunch place to eat. And I can remember that before she went out of business there, before there was chains, they used to have a big table in there, tremendously big table, and all the office people would come and congregate around this table and have their coffee and donuts or whatever they had in the morning. And
coffee break.
Yeah, and the table was large. It would seat probably about maybe 10. Big table. And here's Tom Carrington and some of the insurance people and some of the people from the bank and all these gentlemen would all congregate there for a little bit of breakfast cheer, I guess it was called. And so that was kind of an interesting thing. Belmore Drive-In was back in, that was
Leo's place there. Delmar was set straight there where they have their lot, the used car lot, right across from the Ford dealership.
Mm-hmm. Right on the corner, that was the Delmar Drive-In. That goes back a number of years. I'd say 40.
Was there much hanging out of the drive-in?
Yeah, there was.
Cruising?
Yeah, there was a lot of kids hung out there. And I'm talking, this is 40 years ago, probably. Uh-huh. I don't know when the Delmar closed, but it was there a long time. That's probably about the only thing as far as the town that will come to my mind.
What about your family? Did you buy much in Northville? Did you do much shopping there, or did you go elsewhere for shopping? I'm trying to.
Well,
what stores do you remember?
No, I think we did. I think we bought a lot in Northville, actually. I think. Well, Brader's was one of the old standby work stores. I mean, he had the merchandise that a working man could afford, especially being in our type of business. We used that type of clothing, you know.
His prices was very fair.
And I think probably we bought more at that store. Then we did Lappin's, where it was more of a dress type of clothing. Although we did buy some of Lappin's. I don't recall older gentlemen, Mr. Lappin, Chuck's father, I don't recall him, but I understand that was there for a long time, that they sold a lot of things where some reason I never got in there too much that time. Because back when you're 17, 18 years old, you don't have a whole lot of money.
What about groceries and that type of shopping? Did the family shop in Northville?
Well, there used to be a little market there where Gennetti's was, I think it was called A&P or E&B, yeah. E&B, that's right. And I know my mother bought meats there quite frequently. What's the fever? Seemed like it was a man that run that or owned it. And he had excellent meats. I don't recall. There's some A&P stores in town, and I don't recall exactly where my mother bought groceries, but we always bought whatever we purchased right in Northville. At that time, there was no place else unless you went to Plymouth, and there was nothing such a thing as malls then.
Now, where did you live after you were married?
Well, I got married in around 48, and I lived on the farm. There was a small house in back of my father's mother's place that we fixed up, and we lived there for a number of years. And then we moved, we lived there for probably 5 or 6 years. And then we moved up, when we built the new house, we built at 49711. We lived there. My first wife and I were divorced. think in about six, then I remarried and I purchased a house back. We redone the house and I still live there.
Uh-huh.
So I lived in the Delaware and watched for very long.
Now your children were all raised here in Northville.
Well, they were for a time. Some of them went to Livonia, and they lived in Livonia, so growing up. My wife, my first wife, lived there. And so they actually attended Livonia schools, more so than the Orville schools, because where they were living.
About church affiliations or associations like that, did you attend church in Northville or out here?
Yes, I was
growing up we belonged to the Methodist Church in Northville, and that's probably the only church that I ever belonged to. Even as a youngster growing up, I was I sang in a choir for a number of years growing up.
And it kind of Methodist Church kind of went by the wayside, I guess. And I think that's about time I went by the wayside or something. Because after they built the new church,
because of, I don't know what kind of reasons, but I never attended as much as I did when I was probably younger. The church, this church. My business is, requires when I'm open. It's definitely a weekend business. And so I have to be ready to go. 8 o'clock in the morning, so that kind of put the kibosh kind of on some kind of their Sunday churches. And the Sunday going to church, especially in the falls, of course, that the summers before the rains.
Any particular friendships dating way back till then, people who still live older and older? Long-time residents of Northville, like out of school, any particular person you remember out of Northville High School, for instance, that you...
Well, about... I knew quite a few of them as I was growing up. About the one that probably I remain friends with and see occasionally. Sonny Johnson. He was about the same age group as I am. Willard Niles. Even though I knew a lot of different people, a lot of different fellows and girls, it's hard to track most of them back. Track them down because a lot of them have left the area and disappeared. There's no recollection of where they are. So I can't really say that there's very many left in town that I actually knew during my high school years and my younger years.
Now, the way Northville is now, and the way the Ford plant is now closed, but the layout now, what do you remember specifically that has changed, or what existed back then that you think might be of importance to youngsters, for instance, because these tapes are going to be listened to by youngsters trying to study what Northville was like back then.
I think the Fort Valve plant has pretty much been, as near as I can remember, that way, the same now as what it was then. I mean, with the old wheel and, although they changed the making, different parts here, and now it's been closed down, but it's always pretty much been the same. Markle is definitely has made some changes, quite a few changes. A lot of the original stores are still there. But I don't think that, in some cases, I think some of the buildings that they've added are not quite in being in the old atmospheric way of the North there used to be. I mean, as far as the uniqueness of the town, I think they've gone, in some cases, gone just a little bit too much to the modern side. Perhaps it'll even get more so, I don't know. Maybe that's changing times, I guess, but...
Any other businesses you remember at all? Of course, I know you grew up out here and you were busy and didn't spend that much time there except your leisure time. But any other factories or businesses that you know of that were in town then?
Well, I recall the old cider mill quite well. Even though we weren't in the cider business, I still recall the old building there and when in Parmeter's. I knew not the father that started the business, but I knew the son that picked it up and run that for quite a long time, and that was a very unique building that it burned down. Very old and historical. And, as far as other, oh well, I think probably the thing I probably would remember that was probably the most the unique thing is in my growing up years was the Northville Fair. I got to mention the Northville Fair before it became a racetrack, because they had buildings there that was like the old country fair. They even had fruit buildings, fruit exhibits.
Now, for purposes of clarification, I know where you're talking about, but that's where the
Northville Downs
racetrack is now. It's Sheldon and Seven.
Seven, yes, Sheldon and Seven.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and, describe them.
Well, they had several buildings there. They used to have, building for baked goods and embroidered pillowcases and things that the ladies would make. And then they had another building for, they had the fruit buildings and canned goods, where people can different things, vegetables, fruits, and things like that. And then they had these small exhibits, whereas you'd make something out of fruit, and it was very pretty and very unique. You know, as far as they'd have them on an incline, and they'd be maybe 6x8 or something like that. You know, and you'd make some kind of little fruit exhibit on these incline
your family exhibit things
yes,
there?
Yes, we did. And we exhibited there. And that always used to be a lot of fun because that was back when I was very young. And I was like, you know, and that was a big thing, go to the fair. Because the fair was on at the time. And, oh gosh, I probably wasn't over 12 years old or something like that, you know. And I used to go down with my dad. And it was really a lot of fun. They had the carnivals and the rides, and they had the horse barns, the sheep barns, and the chickens, and they just had everything there that you normally expect to see at a country fair. And then sometimes you'd have acts up on the grandstand there, they'd have in front of the grandstand some type of an act or something like that.
Was that, what was it, a county fair?
Well, it was just a Northville, it was a Northville County, yeah, it was Wayne County Fair, but it was always noted as a Northville Fair.
Oh.
Northville Fair. I don't think it was ever in any kind of a particular, like a county fair, although it was Wayne County. Yeah. Don't bother here.
No, but the reason I wondered, someone else told me about the fair, and I've been wondering if it, what region or what it was. If it was a Wayne County Fair at Northville, if they had more than one Wayne County Fair, because you see the one,
well,
is the state fair now that they have at 8,000.
Yeah, see, that was different. That was the state fair, Michigan State Fair. Now, all of your little towns was noted, and some of them still are noted for having their own little fairs.
Oh.
Like Fowlerville, for example, still has its own fair. Chelsea has its own fair.
Oh.
There's a lot of these little towns that still have their own fairs. And Northville have its own little fair.
I see.
And that was a beautiful place to go because it was fun. It was fun for the young and the old, you know. And I don't know if they had, they might even had some harness racing back then. I don't recall, but, you know, they might have brought them in to run around the track there. They've done everything in that. After the, before it came there, it became a harness track. They used to have motorcycle races there, and they had other things, horses, showing horses, and they had a lot of different things before it really became associated with harness racing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another thing I probably should go a little further into also is because of our involvement in the Northville Fair, we also started to exhibit at the Michigan State Fair.
Oh, you did?
And we've done that for probably 15 years. There used to be a lot of big growers that would exhibit at this Michigan State Fair in the fruit department. It was in the agricultural building, and which housed fruit, honey, vegetables, maple syrup, and all types of exhibits. And these big exhibits were 8x10 on an incline of about a, oh, I'd say it was maybe about a 45-degree incline, and the 8x10 exhibit you would cover completely was fruit and make a design. Now that would come up to be a beautiful thing that was made out of fruit. They had four of those, and they judged it for the artisticness and the quality of the fruit and this type of thing. on the other, in the same building, they had another four exhibits that were exactly the same size, the 8x10, and those were in commercial packages where they used the different types of boxes to sell fruits, and that was also judged in a different category. But these were big things, and there were some big growers that came, not just ourselves. Henry Hills, he used to exhibit down there, and he was a grower that lived on 8 Mile Road and had big orchards. Now this goes back a number of years. Probably no one's even heard of him.
Where was that? I haven't. Where was it?
His orchard was out west of town. It was on 8 Mile Road, but I don't know. It's been so long ago, I can't even give you the exact location.
Was it in Northville, though?
Yeah, and then there's another orchard that was out there. It was Phil Anderson, but he never exhibited. He was also an orchard. He was on Bruce Simmons orchards on 10 Mile. None of them ever exhibited down there, but to show you how far back that went, we put up an exhibit, an 8x10 artistic exhibit, and it was one airplane, made out of fruit, and it had rosettes on both sides, and all this was made out of fruit, and then lettering made out of fruit was the saying or caption in memory of Will Rogers and Wally Post.
Really? All that done in fruit?
And then the NRA was an eagle. Don't ask me what the NRA stands for, because I'm not. It was an eagle.
National Rifle Association.
No, it wasn't
NRA.
National.
Wasn't that one?
No. It was NRA. And it was it wasn't a National Rifle one, but I don't know exactly. In fact, I can show you a picture of it afterwards.
Did you have that many different colors of fruits?
We'd use red apples. We'd use blue plums for water. We put the Mackinac Bridge up. We made the Mackinac Bridge out of fruit. And we used, for the water, we used blue plums. And then we did contrast, so you can try contrast like with green apples, red apples. And you gotta be careful about throwing any peaches in there because they get too ripe. But there was one very artistic lady in there. She made a face of a woman one year, and she had used pears and a blush of pears for her face, and it was absolutely beautiful. And it's amazing how you aim to do that, but they did it.
Any particular person on your farm that did that, or did you do that yourself?
It was sort of a family affair. It started out with my father and I, we went together, and then we put it up for a number of years, and then I continued on. My father, he would go down some, but as he got older, he kind of backed out a little more, and then I got my younger kids involved in the some, they'd go down, and they'd help a little bit. And so it was really a family, a big family.
Would
there.
You make those on the farm and transport them, or do you have to do it all on location?
No. See, when you're talking of working on an area of 8x10 on an incline, all of your design had to be done with small finishing nails. And it had to be hundreds and hundreds of nails used to hold your fruit. Otherwise, your fruit would come flying off. So, in a lot of cases, you would stick the apples over the nails, just to hold it, to keep it from sliding and slipping. But they, the nails had to be very close. They had to be like 2 or 3 inches apart. So you had to have a lot of them. And that's how you got your design worked out from that. And you went, it was very, very big thing.
Very time consuming.
Time consuming, very time consuming, yes. That covers pretty much the fair, I guess, aspect of it. One big thing, especially with Northville, was that it was the fair. That was very, very nice.
You've told me about the restaurants, of course, and the church you attended, and most of the stores, or what you remember about the stores. What about the area out here? How, out in your area here of the township, how has it changed over the years?
Well,
I'd say that there hasn't been on this side that I know of a whole lot of big change as far as land. There has been some changing of hands, like the Mayberry State Park, which was the big thing out here west of town, was 800 some acres that was owned by the city of Detroit, and it held the TB Sanitarium patients that they finally closed up because of they had a cure for TB, so they didn't need it anymore. And then the city of Detroit sold it to the state. Now that's known as the state park. But it's the same property. Nothing's just changed there. The gravel pits out here that have been here forever, mining gravel, has now been sold, and that is going to be changed into condominiums. That's Thompson Sandy Gravel. Most of the general farmland is still in the areas, still pretty much the same as it used to be. Some's been sold off and some hasn't. The big thing that you can see in our township that they never used to be able to see Salem Township dumping grounds, which is started by digging out and filling. After they mined gravel out, they started filling the hole up, and now they got the hole filled, and they kept right on going. So now it's become a mound of rubbish, which rises up in the air quite high. This has changed. This has been a drastic change
as far as the landscape is concerned. Because we don't have nothing that high around here. But now you can, it's not very obvious. You can see it just about anywhere. If you look off in that southwesterly
direction, it's very evident. But that's probably been one of the big changes. Eventually it's going to be donated.
You're almost probably done, I suppose, with that. It's going to be donated one day, this,
back to Salem Township, and they're going to try to make it in some type of a recreation, possibly ski field or something like that. So the talk is, nothing like it.
That I know of on this side of the
township, west side. Of course, there's been dozens and hundreds of changes on the east side, which is too numerous to go into. Most of North, though, is growing up, that I can recall, was a lot of farmland in any direction. And I don't care which direction it went, whether it be east, west, north, or south, there was a lot of farmland, and it was not all this development that we have now.
Anything of particular interest as far as the school itself? Because that was before you went into service, so probably it was kind of wiped out by your immediate experiences in the service. But was the school building, for instance, the same as it is now?
I think probably pretty much. When I went into Northville High School out of the country school, I attended the one on Main Street there, the old